1984, the whole letter to the Rebbe. And Baruch Hashem, this is dated the 8th day of Menachem Av, Tav Shadal, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is sending it to the great genius, Avram Eliyahu Axelrod. So the Rebbe writes to him, Shalom Avrochem. It was with pain, the Rebbe says, that I was informed about the passing of your wife, the Rebbetzin, Bracha Neshe, Allah HaShalom. May Hashem give that from here and on, should know from no more Agmas Nefesh, no more bad feelings, no more pain, God forbid. And during these days, that the mourning, the old mourning, I mean, we're mourning still the temple, because this was during the Tisha B'Av, the 3 weeks, 9 days. So certainly they will turn over quickly in our days for joy and happiness. So also this new morning will also be forgotten from the earth, and those who lie in the dust will get up and sing together. They just brought from the binding the kuntres of the Rishimis on Megillas Eicha to the Tzemach Tzedek, and there's also added the Maimer of the Rebbe Marash, and the Maimer of the Rebbe Rashab, and a Maimer for my father-in-law. So let it be the will that this merit, that through you they will, the luminary of Torah, when Torah will come to many thousands of houses of Bnei Yisrael. So Hashem's measure, which is measure for measure, so Hashem should enlighten you also with good light that is revealed and visible. You should see lots of nachas from your daughter and your son-in-law, Harav Shiyukyo. The Rebbe gives him two kontrasim pamphlets, and the Rebbe says, please tell us how much more to send, and let it be the will that very speedily in our days we should merit the promise that we are hoping for, that the verse says, vavachti evlom l'simcha, that your mourning will be turned to joy, and these days will be turned to sasalam simcha, amen, kein yirasen, with blessing for good health, and that you should be able to give only good news. And the Rebbe is adding a P.S. that your letter of the third day of Tammuz was received in time, and I'm sure you already received all the receipts from the office based on the list the way you provided in your letter. It seems from here, the letter is the day he actually provided the funding for the printing of those memorials, which the Rebbe says is going to benefit so many other people. So the Rebbe was very thankful. That's what it seems like. I'm not sure. Actually, I'm trying to figure out this Axelrod, because he is his previous marriage. One of his previous marriage was married to my mother's cousin.
You've mentioned Axelrod.
He's mentioned to my mother's. He was mentioned. He was married to my mother's. Actually, I think he was married to my mother's aunt. And he had his son was Levi Axelrod. It was a. I would have to. I have to sort of check it up there and everything else. My mother's first cousin. Yeah. He was my mother's first cousin. They all married. There was a fellow, I forgot his first name, Shapiro. And they had my mother's mother was one of the daughters, Shapiro's daughter. There was the boys Shapiro, and then there was the girls Shapiro. So one of the girls Shapiro married Axelrod,
right.
And one married my mother's father, his name was Karasik, his last name. So, which made my mother and
cousins with this Axelrod, their children, and all their sisters, actually, they live in, they're still alive in Israel. I just talked to one of their grandchildren, back from the yeshiva, and, he's a big macher in Israel, so.
Axelrod is his last name?
No. So Axelrod itself was not, Axelrod himself, when he remarried, this looks like it was his second marriage. I, you know what, before I talk too much, I just gotta check it out, you know.